Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
What's that, Francis? What is this new? Are these?
That's the puppet show.
That's the puppet show. Oh, the lady that called in to wanted to tell you the story about the little black boy and reading and the puppets and the war and newspapers and something. Okay, well,
black people love puppet shows.
Do you? That's right. When I was nine.
That's right. She was a touring puppet show. She was actually one of the puppets.
Was that real, or
I was on stage with the puppets.
She filled in for Judy in Punch and Judy.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Is that real, or is it like the imaginary bicycle that your sadistic parents didn't get you and then made you pretend?
I know. Like you had a bell. You know what? Let me tell you something. When you learn what trauma is, you go, that wasn't funny. But it is funny.
That's a fun day in therapy when they look at you and go, yeah, that was trauma.
I was like, oh.
The camera wasn't on Travis and me, just like on the floor laughing while Stephanie was talking to her.
Yes.
When the puppet show came up, I lost it.
Why?
Okay. Anyway, people, trust me, I tour Sexy Liberal Tour with Frangela. People really need to tell Frangela things.
Yes, they do.
There is something beyond just comedians or I... People, what do we watch a little Chinese lady carry Francis around like a doll, Angela, or did we not?
Oh, yeah, she grabbed Francis and took her away.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
It felt like home.
It felt like home. It was right. And we understood each other. You know how you're like, I'm amongst my own.
Mm-hmm. Angela, mm-hmm. How many rules do we have? Just bring you a little snack every 4 to 5 glasses of Chardonnay and don't... pick Francis up.
Don't. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking.
That's it.
Of Chardonnay to snack ratio.
And respect your friend's boundary.
Respect my friend's bodily autonomy. That's it.
And we understand the desire.
She's not anymore.
To want to pick
her
up.
Not anymore.
Okay. All right. So what did you think of last night? What did you enjoy? Fisting aficionado, ooh. Josh Hawley running away like a little bitch. Which was your favorite?
I'm watching it on repeat. I woke up to watch it again. I was like, I'm supposed to be reading other articles, right? I can't quit that video. I cannot quit Josh Hawley running away. It is beautiful.
Can I say what it was like sitting in a Barca lounger next to Malcolm Nance in the next one, laughing his ass off? He's going back into the danger in the Ukraine tomorrow, right, voluntarily to serve, and we're just laughing our asses off at this little bitch. Who's only like does the black power symbol, right?
Thank
when he's
you.
People are behind barricades and he's protected by Capitol Police, and then you see who they really are. He and Kevin McCarthy, all of them, cowardly little bitches, right?
I love it. I love reading articles and seeing New York Times reporters, etc., using words like skedaddling, like skedaddle away.
But you know what
I have a sound effect
ask?
For that.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah, that's it.
But you know what I want to ask their today selves about their yesterday selves? I want them to ask themselves, how does it feel to become, to be a traitor to yourself?
Yeah.
Because what if I were looking back at me, running, scared, frightened for my life, knowing who put those people and my life in danger, and then looking at my behavior of what I had done for my, not the country, not the Constitution, myself.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I gotta say, Francis, we disagree with probably every other thing Liz Cheney believes in. But at least she is true to herself that on January 6th, when Jim Jordan said, come on, little lady, let him help you, she said, don't touch me. You did this. Get your hand off me. You know, like she was consistent on that day and up until yesterday, right?
No, don't send the mob, set up the mob, feed the mob, and then be like, little lady, let me help you from the mob. Like, no. This is what you wrought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you feel better about it in this moment that you think we might all actually get killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been reading these articles too, and these reports were like, well, you know, at times it feels like it's personal for the committee. Of course it's personal for the committee. Their lives were in danger.
Yeah.
Yes, they were the victims.
She's like the good white lady in the help. She's Allison Janney. She came around and we're like, okay.
For that issue.
Yeah.
For that issue.
Right. Just for this moment, we're going to let you. Yeah.
Well, you know, what kills me is every one of these ex-White House people who work there want us to know how good the good they did while they were, you know, working there. I'm like,
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. This.
Oh, I quit that night. But what you didn't do that night was go out and say, this is what's happening. The president is refusing. And every one of you could have.
Yeah.
Any one of those people could have called 911, could have called anybody and been like, look, the president isn't going to stop this. Look, this is that we've got to do something. These people are armed. They have we know that they're armed. They're in the tree. Like you could, they've had a year and a half.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm not going to give you credit for saving your own butt that night. I'm not.
Yeah.
And they've been a traitor to themselves every day for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Anybody who didn't come out and speak out against this, you've been a traitor to yourself.
Yeah. And can I just say, Steve Bannon, another example of who these crazy little bitches are on the right. You know, he's talking a big game on his stupid podcast in front of the courthouse. Well, this is why Glenn Kirshner isn't here today, because he's covering the Bannon trials. He is there. But so they I guess it could be over today, right? I don't even know. Right.
Yeah.
But the lawyers representing Bannon have now said they will not present evidence or call witnesses to make their case. Instead, the trial will go directly to closing arguments. I mean, this little bitch got nothing, right? Like, he's got all talk outside. He's all Walter the dog on his podcast. And, you know, he's got nothing. He's guilty. And this is what I mean. It's this sort of false bravado. I mean, that Josh Hawley actually wrote a book about, what is it called? Manliness, manhood, whatever. Is hilarious, right? Because you,
did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
the name of it, Travis?
1 second.
It's got Greco-Roman wrestlers on the cover.
Yes, it has two manly men wrestling.
It's what you'd expect.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called Manhood, the Masculine Virtues America Needs.
The Masculine Virtues.
I'm going to tell you something. Huh? I really think that Claire McCaskill should fight to get her seat back. She could win that.
Right.
My money's on McCaskill in that fight. I'm serious.
When Rachel went to her last night, did you guys see that? Did you see a moment where she said, what center was having the worst night watching this? And Claire said, I know what ex center was having the best night watching this.
But, you know, speaking of courage or not, and having spent time in the presence of not just courage, but a real hero, Malcolm Nance, this week, this special prosecutor who quit the team in New York earlier says Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg backed off from the notion of indicting Trump because he was worried about losing the case. Obviously, this was the Cy Vance that was then given over to Alvin Bragg, and he said he and the new team were focused on the risk that we could lose the case. Yeah, this is no time in our country for a lack of courage. You could always lose the case, right?
Yeah.
You could always lose at anything in life.
They go for it on every black person. Let's just try.
We're rolling dice on this one.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's so obvious that this is the whole that he fraudulently overvalued assets to secure loans and undervalued to minimize taxes. It is so clear. And I get it. They're like, oh, well, it's complicated and juries don't understand financial this and blah. Come on.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's not complicated. This is a very easy way to explain this.
Right.
This car is worth $100. I told the insurance company it was worth $50. And then I told the person I was selling to it was worth $200. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
this idea that we don't pursue things because of how people might react to it. We don't pursue justice because there's a percentage of the population who might not like it. We don't pursue charging people with the crimes because there's a chance we might not convince a judge or a jury. That's not what the legal system's about.
Yeah.
It's not a sorority party where we're voting people off.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine? A lot of us, you wouldn't do anything in life if you're afraid, oh, it might not work, or I might lose, or I might, I mean, it's just.
Why get out of bed?
Well, and what this exactly, this thinking, this narrative goes directly to the fact of why Trump has gotten as far as he has.
Yeah, people are scared.
At some point, I'm sorry?
Because people are scared.
Yeah.
People are scared. At some point, people realize if you like to take advantage of people, you realize that people won't touch you. Yeah. Or they can't.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, can I say one thing about Fine American, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons? if you were wondering which one. If fear of spiders kept you from living your life, Angela V. Shelton would never get out of bed, would never have accomplished any of the things that she had. No. But she, for you, America, fights through her fear of spiders every day. There might be one under the bed the minute she puts her foot out. Right. There might be one in the bathroom. You don't know, do you, Angela?
I gotta go.
You're scaring me.
Francis, there was a time
did they
in America,
call you?
Right?
Do you know if they're here? Did they call you or something? Are they here, the spiders? How do you know that?
Girl, there was a time in America when we didn't have spider spray, insect repellent.
She slept on a jungle floor for you. Okay. With spiders about.
Dude, let me tell you something. What you do, what you gotta do with fear, you gotta turn it into rage. Murderous rage.
It feels like that feels like a caveat you live by.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If I'm afraid of it, I know I gotta go kill it. That's how it works. Yeah.
Kill the fear.
Kill the fear.
Okay. Sorry. Kate in Myrtle Beach, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see if anybody else noticed that Jared said he was in the shower when Mark Meadows called him from the insurrection.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
And that's a terrible thought to have in your head.
It's just a
That means Jared answered the phone naked.
Yeah. That polywog.
That too. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It just made my head spin. I couldn't believe it.
Detail I don't think we needed.
Even dry, he looks kind of like a drowned rat, doesn't he?
But he probably needs to get into water to finish developing fully.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's what I was thinking, that maybe like every 3 to 4 hours he's got to get wet.
I think he's one of those people that spends too long in the shower, and that's why he looks like a polywog. Or what's the other thing we say? Is it a polywog? It's something that's
tadpole.
Yeah, he's like a tadpole. He probably spends too long in the water, and he's not like even... Yeah.
What were those sea monkeys we had?
Yes.
Little shrimp, and they would animate in the water.
Yeah.
I bet you he's like Daryl Hannah in Splash.
Yes. Right?
He gets in the bathtub, pours some salt in it, and out flops his tail.
Yeah.
I bet you. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen him eat lobster in a restaurant? 19 minutes. That's my case. 19 minutes after the hour of this portion of the show. Have you seen him out with Tom Hanks? I bet you have.
I have not.
Eating lobster. Yeah.